Welcome, dear listeners, to another exciting episode of MC Campground Chronicles, brought to you by Modern Campground. Today, we journey into the heart of the American Midwest, specifically the frost-kissed landscapes of Nebraska. This is where our story unfolds, nestled amidst the sprawling plains and gently rolling hills that shimmer under a blanket of freshly fallen snow. We find ourselves at the Starlight Solstice Campground, a hidden winter wonderland that thrives under the watchful eyes of the constellations that glitter above. At the helm of this unique oasis is the remarkable Serafina Frost. Serafina, with her vivacious spirit and fiery red hair, is a beacon against the icy Nebraskan winters. She inherited the campground from her beloved grandmother, a woman who held the same fiery spirit and a passionate love for the great outdoors. Under Serafina's experienced hand, Starlight Solstice has blossomed, attracting campers from all corners of the country, eager to experience the unique blend of warm hospitality and icy adventure that it offers. In today's episode, we delve into Serafina's unique endeavor to transform her campground into a hub for winter sports enthusiasts, a tale filled with chilly challenges, unexpected twists, and a community coming together in the most extraordinary way. So grab a warm cup of cocoa, settle in, and prepare to be thrilled by the tale of the campground cross-country ski event promoting winter sports. Now, let the chronicle begin.
From the very first day I inherited Starlight Solstice, I knew I was stepping into some big shoes. My grandmother had left a legacy of warmth, hospitality, and a deep-seated love for the outdoors that had drawn people to our grounds like moths to a flame. But as I stood in the middle of our snow-covered campground, bathed in the ethereal glow of the starlight, I was swallowed by a stark realization. Despite the beauty the winters brought, the number of campers was dwindling. The winter was a beast, and its icy claws kept our patrons away. Thus, my challenge was clear. How could I transform this beast into a feature that attracted rather than repelled? Around the same time, I met a character who would become instrumental in my path forward. A retired cross-country ski champion, old Mr. Matthias Whitaker. He loved Starlight Solstice and would come daily with his old skis, leaving behind a network of trails in the snow. The sight of him gliding through the winter's canvas, his breath fogging up against the icy air, was magical. It was then that an idea sparked. Could we make cross-country skiing the winter attraction for our campground? I spent countless nights poring over the possibilities. We could invest in a fleet of rental skis, create marked ski trails, and even provide skiing lessons. Another option was to create an annual ski event, inviting enthusiasts from all over the state. But without the guarantee of enough participants, it seemed like a gamble. After numerous cups of coffee and heated discussions with Matthias, we landed on a hybrid solution. We would host the Starlight Ski Fest, a cross-country skiing event that would also serve as an open house for winter camping at our grounds. We were banking on the event's success to help us build a winter sports community around Starlight Solstice. The road to implementing our ambitious plan was far from smooth. We faced challenges ranging from acquiring quality rental skis on a tight budget to getting the word out about our event. Every small victory was countered by unexpected roadblocks, like when our ski trail plan was delayed due to a surprise snowstorm. But these hurdles only fueled our determination. We rallied the local community, got local businesses to sponsor us, and leaned heavily on social media to spread the word. When the day of the event finally arrived, I held my breath as the first rays of dawn hit our snowy campground. The Starlight Ski Fest was a success beyond anything I had dared to imagine. As the day progressed, the campground filled with life. The air resonated with laughter, cheers, and the delightful swishing of skis against the snow. By the end of the day, Starlight Solstice had hosted over 100 enthusiastic skiers and curious campers alike. We had managed to turn our winter lull into a bustling event that not only promoted a love for winter sports, but also showcased the charm of winter camping at our campground. Hosting the Ski Fest taught me a few crucial lessons. Firstly, it reiterated the power of community. Our local community stepped up in ways I had not expected, proving that when you rally people around a common cause, magic happens. Secondly, it taught me the importance of adapting to your circumstances, rather than fighting against them. By embracing our winter season and turning it into a unique selling point, we found a way to keep Starlight Solstice thriving all year round.
As we draw the curtains on this inspiring tale of determination, creativity, and community spirit, we can't help but admire Serafina Frost's audacious vision. Through her unyielding perseverance and an open understanding of her campground's unique capabilities, she managed to flip the script on the waning winter season and created a vibrant hub for cross-country skiing. The Starlight Ski Fest was an innovative solution that not only addressed the challenges faced by Starlight Solstice, but also fostered a sense of community and a love for winter sports. The tale of Serafina and her Starlight Solstice campground serves as a beacon for other campgrounds struggling with similar seasonal challenges. It is a testament to the saying, "In every crisis, there lies opportunity." The key here is to identify the unique strengths of your campground, embrace the challenges they present, and find innovative ways to turn them into attractions. Indeed, every campground owner has the potential to write their own version of the Starlight Solstice success story. With that, dear listeners, we come to the end of another engaging episode of MC Campground Chronicles. It has been a pleasure taking you on this journey, and we hope that you leave with renewed inspiration and helpful insights for your own campgrounds. If you enjoyed today's chronicle, don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss the next exciting episode. Until then, remember that the beauty of the great outdoors lies not only in its picturesque landscapes, but also in the stories we create within them. Thank you for joining us at MC Campground Chronicles, powered by Modern Campground. Keep your spirits high, your fire lit, and let every challenge pave the way for a new adventure. See you at the next chronicle.